sorts of experiments about primarily, you know, about us, how we live and work in space, but also exploration. We're trying to plan for the next things that we're doing, going back to the moon, going on to Mars, how to grow plants in space so we could feed ourselves, stem cells so we could maybe help ourselves if somebody gets hurt when they're not close to Earth. So there's all sorts of experiments going on. Over. That's a great question. I'm standing here, or floating here, rather, in the Columbus Laboratory, and we have 3D printers around us. So if something breaks, we're learning how to do metal 3D printing, so hopefully in the future we'll be able to fix things if they break. But we are also have a lot of tools up here, and we learn how to fix the things that work on the space station. Over. So, you know, we all do everything. It's pretty interesting. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a pilot. You know, everybody gets trained in all the maintenance and all the science. And so we have to be what we call the jack of all trades, master of none. And we work with the ground control, mission control, to help us go figure out how to do the solve the problems we have. Over. It's a little confusing if you based your day right on the sun, but we base it on Greenwich Mean Time, and we have it like a normal day. We wake up around 6 o'clock and go to bed around 10 o'clock, and the work day really starts at between 7 and 6 with a lot of working out. We have to work out in the middle of all that as well as do all the science and maintenance. Over. Great question, and the answer is actually no. Everybody has to be qualified and ready to do the job, so everybody has to bring themselves, you know, to the table and make sure that they are ready to go. You know, generally, women are potentially a little bit smaller, and so you just have to work out and make sure you're able to do the task. Over. You absolutely get used to it. Honestly, I'm starting to forget what it's like to walk because we float everywhere, and so at first it is a little bit hard. You're a little bit clumsy, and then you get a little... you know, better at it and are able to perfect how you float and what you want to do. Like, for example, throwing things. You don't throw up anymore. You figure out you have to throw just sideways to get something to go from one place to another. Over. You know, I think most astronauts are okay with about 6 months. You know, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's almost a half a school year, right? So you start to miss your family and your friends, and you want to go back and, you know, smell pine trees and have the rain fall on you. So about 6 months is a good number, but we have had people here over a year. Over. So, yeah, of course, you know, there's a lot of interesting things because the spacecraft is in the sun part of the time, like you mentioned earlier, and then it's at night, so there's a lot of metal outside, so it creaks. I think that's the biggest impression that I've had, and sometimes, actually, it makes the metal pop a little bit, and so we hear that at times as well. Over. Great question. So we try to do this on a regular basis. We can do it through the Internet Protocol phone. We also have iPads up here where we can do a call through a call service. We have computers where we could write email and do video conferences. Over. You know, Lena, it would be very arrogant to say that there was nothing else out there in the universe. When we look out at the sky, there's so many stars, and so how could you not think that there might be some planets around those stars that might have something similar to life that we know? Over. Generally, we work at the same times, but every now and then we might have a spacecraft that comes a little early or a little late outside of our normal crew day. And if that's the case, if it's on the Russian side, maybe the Russians get up early. If it's on the other partner side, then maybe we'll get up early. So sometimes we do shift work. Over. You know, the space station's been up here for over 20 years, since 2020, parts of it, you know, and so, 2000, so parts of the space station on the outside have been hit by small micrometeorites. We see that when we go out on spacewalks, and we have to be careful on some of the metal that has been a little bit deformed. Small little craters have been formed. We have to watch out for our gloves because of that. Over. You know, I don't think I've ever really been bored on the space station. There's so much to do and see. You know, look out the window at our beautiful planet, take some amazing pictures, watch other people doing some science and learn about it. I mean, there's so much going on. But we actually do have some TV shows or whatever on our computers that the folks have uplinked for us in case we want to just sort of take a little escape. Over. Yeah, you know, the ISS is a tech demo, right? It itself is a habitat, and inside it, just like the things I was talking about here in Columbus, you know, the 3D printing, this is all helping us to figure out how we're going to live and work once we go to Mars. So we've also have other spacecraft that are coming up, all docking to the space station. So all of that is a tech demo and in exploration. Over. You know, they probably do, but I don't know too much about it, so I don't know. I don't do it just because I have other things that I want to do. I write a journal, I take pictures, so I haven't been on playing any computer games. But I'll ask some of the guys who are a little bit younger than me, and maybe we'll get back to you. Over. DR0 Zulu, this is OR4ISS. Thank you so much for a great school contact. You guys are doing great things for the students in Germany, and keep up the good work. Thank you. Nice talk to you. Over.